Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And we are back with the Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach. We ran a survey this morning, and 89% of the respondents said that the president's threat to deploy the military is—they're okay with it. They're fine with it. And I'm just wondering, where the hell is Cuomo and de Blasio? Seriously, think about it. The National Guard hasn't even been called out, let alone the military. And if you saw the video of what happened in New York with all of the stores just being rampaged and whatever, if you keep track of what's going on here in Western New York with three of our policemen, two state police and one Buffalo cop, getting run over by an SUV, one of them has a shattered hip, is my understanding. We'll have a press conference at 11 this morning with the mayor talking about that. It made the national news. It was in the national news. Plus, we have stories about 2 days ago about a woman who just accidentally came into a bad area, was pulled out of her, she's 29 years old. She was pulled out of her car and beaten to a pulp. A girl was pulled out of her car and beaten to a pulp. Oh, what? These guys got a lot of nerve, don't they? They're really tough guys. And also, another story, a national story about a woman who was trying to defend her store, and they beat her up with a 2x4, for crying out loud. There's video on that. But on the other side of the coin, there was a national story about a gun shop that they were trying to breach. You can imagine what's in there for ammunition, guns, things like that. But the owner was not going to let that happen. He shot at them, killed one of them. And so people are starting to say, we've had enough of this. If our governor won't do it, I'll do it myself. If our mayor won't do it, I'll do it myself. And that's a very dangerous position to be in. Not recommended. Not recommended. That's why we have a governor. That's why we have a mayor. Our mayor has been fine so far, but the New York City mayor hasn't been so fine. And if we're letting the entire state be governed, we didn't let it happen during the virus. Why are we letting it happen now? If we're going to be governed by two pacifists who just look at it and say, no, we don't need any more help. You really? Is that true? You don't need any more help? I saw some former New York City police executive saying it's the mealy-mouthed politicians. We need some support here, and they should get it. So I'm asking how you feel about that.
But, Sandy, I thought Cuomo was a tough guy. You know, he's going to pull truckers out of their trucks for violating, ordinance not to drive during a winter storm.
Oh, yeah, he's a real tough guy. You know, if he wants to do that, if he wants to walk amongst the crowd, be my guest. But I don't want to see people getting beaten up with 2x4s, cops getting run over with cars. What the hell do they need to happen before they think we have a real emergency? And what kind of a joke is an 11 o'clock curfew? Now, they've moved it today to 8 o'clock. Whoa. That's fast thinking. It only took a day to see what happened with the 11 o'clock curfew, which was yesterday. All right, let's go to line three. Daryl in West Seneca. Daryl, you're on WBEN.
Good morning, Sandy. I'd just like to make a reference to our beloved governor. His 15 minutes of fame and shining star is waning pretty quickly because he can't hide behind his mother's meatballs or his facts and his data and his science anymore. And what's transpired this past week is just, it's going to get worse until he does something about it. But we can't refer to him as Governor Cuomo anymore. We have to refer to him who he really is, and that is the Honorable William J. LaPetamine. If you don't remember who he is, look that up. That's
okay, I will.
Blazing Saddle.
And it's, from Blazing Saddle. or he might be the guy on Jaws that didn't want to close the beach.
No, that's far worse. I mean, William J. LaPetamine, that's who he is.
I will check it out. Thank you. Thank you very much, Daryl. Buzzy, got time for a couple of yours. We got a lot today. We're going to have a lot forever, I think. Until this thing gets settled down.
Sandy, I just want to say, Park Police, and this is at a WTOP in Washington, Park Police are saying that tear gas was never used yesterday when clearing the area. They used smoke canisters to move protesters, and Park Police had no prior information that the president was walking over to that church. So the narrative that was given to us for the last 12 hours seems to be false.
Wrong. I saw the first of those. They were under like an overpass on a highway, and I was wondering why all that smoke was coming out. Well, it was a smoke canister, and then they started coming out like rats in a hole. They were hiding in there for some reason, of which I don't know. And as I mentioned before, total dishonesty in the Buffalo News. Not just a bias, not just a favoritism, nothing like that. Not an editorial decision. It's just totally wrong, and they're willing to post it.
It's
they
lying.
Know it's wrong. Yeah, it's lying. Trump calls protesters terrorists, urges retribution. Now, that would be a terrible headline had he done it, but he didn't. He called the rioters what they are, and the rioters what they are. And he said that the protesters were welcome and they had his support. The rioters do not, and there's a big difference. Trump calls protesters terrorists. It's just lying. That's all. Totally, 100% lie, and they knew it. And they put it up anyway. Okay, another one from Buzzy Beamer, please.
Yes, we'll go right back, and we'll go to Matt, who says, the best option here would be the military. Did you see what happened in countless cities, not just yesterday, but over the weekend? We have our cities falling apart, governors and mayors who refuse to do anything. It is time for the federal government to take over.
And these mayors and governors have no leg to stand on. What are they trying to protect? Are they trying to protect lawbreaking? Are they trying to protect shooting at cops? Are they trying to protect running over cops with your SUV? I'd like to know what position they're trying to protect. And, of course, the big question is the protesting as a whole. Nobody thinks that there was any justice in what happened to George Floyd. Nobody. It's 100%. I've not heard one person. Not one. That's very unusual. You could get somebody to stand up and say Hitler was really a good person to be in charge of the government in Germany. But you're not going to get anybody to say what happened to George Floyd was allowable, it was okay, it was good police work. Nobody. So when you're protesting out in the streets, who are you protesting about? There's nobody on the other side. Usually when you protest, there's got to be the recipient of why you're protesting. There's nobody out there. You're protesting against yourself. I don't get that. Let's take a break on News Radio 930. This is WBEN. It is Beach & Company. By the way, if you want something a little more relaxing, go to the Sandy Beach Facebook page and we'll see. If you want to see what a beautiful cat the Bengals are as a breed, there's my Ethel, who's going through the morning paper. And as you think about it, the morning paper is about suitable for a cat to be going through. And when they've had too much water, it absorbs 20% better than the radio does.
It's also good for bird cages, by the way.
Bird cages and stuff like that, yep. All right, let's see. Fred in New Mexico is on line 5. Let's talk to Fred. Fred, you're on WBEN.
Good morning.
Good morning, Fred.
I don't understand why it's 89% and not 99%. This just is so outrageous. Everybody ought to be on the side of Trump and bringing those guys in.
Well, de Blasio and de Blasio, first of all, and Cuomo, one's the governor, one's the mayor, they can do it. They can bring in the National Guard. They haven't. I would like to know how they defend what we saw on TV last night or what we saw the night before or why the curfew last night was 11 o'clock. Tonight it's going to be 8. But last night it was 11, and you saw the results. You could have guessed that. Meanwhile, cops are getting shot at and run over with cars.
Well, maybe if it happened outside their houses.
Yeah. That's a good point. It's just amazing that these two haven't been thrown out of office. This is not just a policy difference or anything like this. This is a public safety issue. They took an oath to defend the Constitution from all parties. How does that go? All parties, foreign and domestic. Well, now we have all enemies, foreign and domestic. Now our enemy is internal. It's not overseas. It's right here. We can see them. They live among us. Some of them don't. Some of them come from a little ways away and come in to cause the trouble. But the bottom line is we're fighting a domestic enemy, and we've got to take care of it properly.
Certainly. There's one other point I'd like to make. I guess I don't agree with your friend Don that there are good versus bad people in that
mob. In the protest?
I think they're all after just a couple days, and it should be done during the day where everybody can see your face. If you have a legitimate complaint, then it's over.
Yeah, the way I look at it is
paper.
It's not every day, and it's not wait till it gets dark so we can do something. Because, if you think about it, when the U.S. was fighting overseas, many times we couldn't use bombs because the bad guys were living among the normal people in their town, so that if you bombed that house, you bombed non-combatants, children, women, all kinds of stuff, and the bad guys. And we used to point to that at how barbaric that is to be living among the civilian population. Well, that's exactly what they're doing now. The protesters are having people live among them who are rioters, okay? Yeah. So it's hard to separate them, but that's what they are. They look the same. They don't look different, and they're acting the same. So we've got to separate the wheat from the chaff and get them out of there and get rid of them.
Well, if it was done during the daylight, you'd be able to tell who's doing what. More of it anyway, more information.
Well, it's a good idea, Fred. They don't want to limit it because then the left will come out and look, they're limiting free speech and the right to assemble and whatever. They need permits for these things. Why not give them a permit in an open field or a park where there's nothing to destroy? They're not going to cut down trees, I don't think. So you put them in a place where they have no access to civilians. You issue the permit for that place only. You go in there with all your signs and your music and all that sort of thing. Do what you're going to do and then go home. You don't leave them to run amok among the businesses and civilians who live in the city.
That's a good idea. I think that that's the way it should be done. Something up above board, and you can have reporters there. And
sure, they can talk to the reporters. They can do interviews with television and all that stuff. They have not had their rights to assemble. There's nothing in the Constitution says you have a right to assemble in a downtown area with a lot of glass so you can break it and steal stuff. It's not in the Constitution.
No.
No. I have better check with Jeremy Weitz to make sure it's not. But I assume, being the intellectual giant that he is, he would instantly know the answer to that. Hey, thanks. Thank you very much, Fred. Always good to talk to my friend Fred. Could we have another, or maybe more than one, another Facebook, please?
Oh, thanks, Sandy. First, I would like to tell the audience about what's going on tonight at 7 o'clock. David Bellavia will be hosting a WBEN town hall with special guests and your calls. So that is 7 o'clock tonight right here on WBEN.
Okay, hold on just 1 second. So I got 7, David, so I'll remember to pronounce. Okay, there we go. Yeah, Bellavia the other day. This is twice within a very short number of time because we don't have access to him all the time. His opening, which you were working with him when he did it, was brilliant.
Yes.
Brilliant. And, you know, he hit it. He hit all the notes, and he only had about 3 or 4 minutes in the first segment. And then they went to a press conference. And then when he came back, he was still kind of constrained by the time. But his points were excellent. So check it out tonight, 7 o'clock, David Bellavia.
Right,
okay,
on,
go ahead.
Right on the money, and his opening was so good that I brought him on for my opening because I knew I couldn't top it.
Yeah, it was excellent. It really was. Well-crafted, the right words, the right anger, the right proposal. Nice job, David Bellavia.
All right, so we'll go with Diane on Facebook, who says, somebody has to do something, and he is the only one that seems to be talking out against the looting and the rioting. It is tragic what happened last Monday in Minneapolis, but this is no longer a peaceful protest. Every night, it goes from protest to windows smashed in, storefronts ruined, people's lives, people's stores that they put their life into, taken away.
And as you look at the video, I saw one, I don't know if it was Macy's or whatever. The guy comes out with a box, a big square box that's so huge he can barely carry it. He opens the trunk of a car, and it won't fit in the trunk. So I'm thinking, well, maybe now he has to steal a car with a bigger trunk. Or maybe he should have taken an SUV, this moron. And what kind of moron breaks into a dollar store? If you're going to break in, the penalty's the same for breaking into a better store. Nothing wrong with dollar store, but I'm thinking, here's a chance to raise yourself in the neighborhood status.
I think the idiot home. That tried taking the ATM machine and getting on a Metro bus
getting
may take
bus.
The case for dumbest person in America.
Exactly, and they keep trying to open those ATV machines, and they never have any luck. All right, another one, please. We have just about time for one more.
All right, and we will go to Mike. Mike says, the police were nowhere to be seen in New York City last night. Trump needs to get the military there and get them there tonight. This is no longer about a message. This is taking advantage of a tragic situation.
You got that right. 11 o'clock today, we have a news conference with the mayor. 7 o'clock tonight, David Bellavia on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, I'm looking at some video here of the guys, the Italian guys. See the Italian flag right over the door? That are protecting their business. There's three of them. I assume it's a father and two sons. I think this was from like a couple of days ago. And they're confronted by a mob who want to get into their store. It's a bakery. And they're not going to let them in, plain and simply. And they came out, one of them at least that I can see, carrying a very large shotgun that looks very intimidating. There he is. Okay, the guy in the green. The guy in the middle is the guy with a shotgun. Yeah, okay. The other two have shotguns too. So there's three guns. And they're standing in the doorway of a bakery. They're protecting cream puffs. They're protecting donuts. No, they're protecting their livelihood. They're protecting the investment that they've made all of their life to have their own business. That's what they're protecting. They're not protecting the cream horn that's in there. 803-0930. 1-800-616-9236, *930. My position is, if the government isn't willing to protect us, then we have to protect ourselves. That's all there is to it. And the greatest protection we have, and it's an international protection. Virtually any country in the universe would have it, and that is the right to self-defense. If you feel that your life is threatened, you have the defensive position of that is self-defense. You have a right to that. And I think Cuomo ought to be thrown out of office and Bellavia thrown out of office too. Not Bellavia. Oh, I'm all right.
Why are you picking on David?
David, we're going to keep David. Throwing David. First of all, I wouldn't want to be the guy that tries to throw David anywhere. But the bottom line is I meant de Blasio. Cuomo and de Blasio ought to be thrown out of office. They're supposed to. They took an oath to protect. And they have to protect the public safety. And anybody think that the public safety is there? Now, most of the video that we saw like last night or this morning from last night in New York City was merchandise and stores and whatever. But remember, people live in New York City too. And they have apartments, and some of them are reasonable and rational, some of them very expensive, but they are people, and they all have to be protected. And I think seeing this mob come down the street doesn't do it. It doesn't do it. And then when you see them at that very moment, just like when you saw the LA mob going house to house, going into a house and stripping it bare, and then you saw the poor homeowners having to flee. That was their only protection. Who didn't get that? The Korean shop owners. They had guns, they were on the roof, and they were going to protect their business. And I give them credit for that. Let's go to Mary in Lancaster. Mary, you're on WBEN.
Oh, good morning, Sandy.
Hello, Mary.
Sandy, I don't know where to start. I'm so disgusted with the ignorance of the people of New York and even the country. how blind can they be? I purposely watched MSNBC and CNN yesterday, and I'm watching these, and their narrative is Trump is calling in the guard, calling in the army. He's, you know, this is what is disgusting. How stupid are these people?
You know, well, you know what's amazing to me? I consider myself, a fair guy, a compassionate guy at times, is that I don't understand. I really don't understand how, if you're a person of standing, how can you defend the things going on with the burglaries and the strong arm methods and shooting at cops and running them over with your vehicle? How do you defend that in any standard?
What I think is more disgusting is like our county executive and our mayor, you know, then mayor of Buffalo, calling. Why don't they say, well, we're behind the president. Thank you, Mr. President, for protecting. First thing the president says, he's doing it. He's protecting the people. That's why he's doing it.
They won't do it because of politics. It's politics. Politics has taken over our life. It is our number one priority now to people whose life they're willing to give up for it. That's all it's about. They don't want to be seen supporting a Republican president if you're a Democrat. That's all there is to it. I don't understand how the Democrats win any offices, to be honest with you.
Can they justify what they're saying? You know, you're saying politics is everything now. Well, what is more important, your life or your politics? I mean, the president says people can hate him or whatever, but why don't they ask, like they said, these business, now the business people are starting to get up in arms. They should have been the first ones going to those people. And
absolutely. And why do I say that? It's very easy to say it because it's true. I mean, you can see it. And a lot of the interviews that I heard this morning, they said the same thing. It's all political. Now think about it like that. Next time you're a voter that always votes the same party along party lines, you push that D lever and you feel good about it. They're not willing to protect you. Yeah. This evil president, Mr. Trump, wants to protect you, is willing to protect you. The ones you vote for blindly are running like just like a clown. I don't understand how they have a position to stand on.
This isn't a racist statement I'm making now, but what I'm saying is where, you know, if these Black Lives Matter so much, why don't those people in the Black community demand, they want stores, they want businesses. And look at what happens to the businesses. Look at what.
Well, let me tell you something. If you watch TV and listen to the radio, it's hard to tell listening to the radio what I want to tell you. But if you watch TV, all the people that they bring on that are Black are people of accomplishment. They've done something with their lives. They hold a position. They own a store. They're civic leaders. These are people who have done it all and have a position of authority and a position of trust.
Right.
You're not going to see the same caliber of people, whether they're Black or white, doesn't matter, out on the streets throwing a chair through a window. It's just a whole different mindset. And the people you see on TV are probably even more disgusted than we are because they know what they had to go through
right.
to accomplish something in their lives, and they don't want to see it thrown away.
And that Darius Pridgen is on the city council. Why doesn't he demand his go to his parishioners and to his community and say, why are you satisfied with this? Where are your stores? They can't shop online.
Who do you think Darius Pridgen's mayor is?
Pardon?
And what's his political affiliation?
I know
it's Mayor Brown, and he is a Democrat.
Right.
Now he's not going to criticize Cuomo much because there are many times when you need the state government. So he's going to be angry, and there will be an outburst from him. But you're not going to see him go after Cuomo. It's not going to happen.
Sandy, you know the old saying: who are you going to believe, me or your eyes? It's all
yeah.
Darius Pridgen and Mayor Brown walk through those streets, go through those streets that have been devastated in those communities.
Well, yeah. Remember, when the mayor needs something, he goes to the state. When the state needs something, they go to the feds. So there's a pecking order. Who is at the top of the pecking order? The president of the United States. All right? So he's the man. But it's a shame we have to go that far up the ladder to get something as fundamental as a safe street. But that's what we have to do.
The president is trying to defend the people and keep the people safe. He wants them safe. That's why he was saying, and how can the mayor stand there and defend, and the governor defend, criticizing him for defending the people?
Well, they can't. See, it's indefensible. So when I mentioned the headline in the Buffalo News, they had to do that in order to have any kind of a chance to have people believe them. They got to make it worse than it is. They said that he called the protesters, terrorists, when indeed he didn't. He went out of his way to say the protests were, he was with them, they were with him. He said they're okay. It was the rioters.
What about
but
Byron Brown?
Putting rioters in there wouldn't gain a much of a headline, would it, in the Buffalo News?
Byron Brown called, no matter who they are, he called them idiots. You're jerks. We're going to catch you.
And I was glad to see it, because we don't catch the mayor in that kind of a mood very often. Okay, got to run, Mary. Thank you very much. We'll be back with more on News Radio 930 WBN. Ideas float through your head when you're watching lawlessness. And I think there's an old expression, all's fair in love and war. So the first thing that somebody has suggested to me is that, the dye packs that are in packages of money in case you rob a bank, make that in a spray bottle or something in a spray nozzle to spray on definitely people that are rioting, nobody else. So they're very easy to spot. That's a pretty good idea. Then somebody came up with a creative idea that'll never be done, but said put some kind of pressurized canister on a Roto-Rooter truck. I like that. That has a lot of class as far as I'm concerned. But also, now you two guys would know more about one of these than I would, but I said a lot of this stuff, while it's in motion, is handled, you go here, we'll be there, there's the bricks, blah, 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 all that stuff, by cell phone. They can certainly shut off cell phone service in the area where this is going on, and also internet access can be suspended, both temporarily, so the educational editorial writers of the Buffalo News can't say our free speech was removed, but I think doing both of those would be no harm, no foul. But I think you could make some progress with that. What do you think?
I think you're right, and it kind of triggers a thought that I've had in my mind. You look at what's been going on with Twitter, especially, and I think Twitter is one of the biggest criminals in all of this, and how they allow people to organize these things, where to go, the strategy, as you just said. Meanwhile, they want to suspend or they want to censor the president, but you can go on Twitter and you can say, hey, we're going into the white neighborhoods and we're going to burn that down. That's okay.
I think that would certainly, those types of things on either online or on the cell phones could be suspended temporarily while the event is going on, and so they wouldn't have access to it. I think it's a good idea.
The key is identifying the troublemakers early.
Buzzy, you are our Joe Biden spy, shall we say. What do you got for Biden?
Here is what Joe Biden said yesterday. Just tell me what you think of it.
And the idea that instead of standing there and teaching a cop who's an unarmed person of coming at him with a knife or something to shoot him in the leg instead of in the heart is a very different thing. There's a lot of different things that can change.
Oh, man.
So he's telling you that if someone's running with you at you with a knife or something, to quote him, they're unarmed.
Well, first of all, a couple years ago, he said he was teaching his wife how to defend herself. In the bedroom, if they're outside, open the window, and he has a shotgun, apparently, and shoot him with a shotgun. He goes from that, which was a couple years ago, to this. First of all, cops don't shoot. to get you in the leg or the ankle or anything. They shoot for critical mass. That's what. And let me tell you something. If you remember anything, if your life is threatened and you have to use your gun, you go for critical mass. You don't shoot the gun out of their hands. You've seen too many cowboy movies in that. Or do what he said. He's stupid. And also, what person thinks that if somebody's coming at you with a knife, they're unarmed? I mean, really? Should we get does a machete count? Do we have a number that's suitable to call it a weapon? I guess apparently, you ever see those Rambo knives? You guys ever seen those?
I had one.
Did you have one?
Yes, I did, with the serrated top.
Yeah, you want to go rushing at somebody with a Rambo knife and they're to think, oh, he's unarmed, so I don't want to just shoot him. Here, let me go for his ankle. That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Does he have anything going for him in the brain department?
No.
Okay. Let's.
Did that answer it? He's not that bright.
I like that. Yeah. Who would even say that? I mean, really, does he have no training at all? You think somebody coming at you with a knife is unarmed? I don't think so.
It's funny. You really brought up that memory of him in the shotgun. I immediately remembered, and the flak he took for it.
Yeah. Just here, open the window and shoot him out the window with a shotgun.
Without looking or knowing anything.
Then before the cops get here, pull a deer in the driveway and tell them you were shooting at that. All right. Mr. Beamer, why don't you give me a couple before the break? We don't have much time for another call.
I would love to. Sandy, we'll go with Pat, who says, I see what's going on in the United States and the lack of governors and mayors around to act. The National Guard is there to set. The National Guard is there to bring peace, to make sure this doesn't happen. I'll tell you, if I was a store owner, I would think twice about reopening.
Yeah, that's for sure. By the way, we're only a couple of minutes away from a press conference, if they're on time. They very seldom are. But if they are, it's with the mayor talking about the policemen that got run over by an SUV. And three of them injured. One of them a shattered pelvis. And the other two have been injured, too. And so we're going to go over that. And 7 o'clock tonight, David Bellavia. I know where I'll be tonight. I'll be right next to the radio because the guy is really hitting him out of the park. So that's tonight at 7 o'clock. Give me one more before the break, please.
All right. Mike says, Sandy, I wouldn't usually agree with military force. I think it would take a far, far happening around the country, but what we are seeing is like something I've never seen before, even outside of this country. It's time to stop it. Any means necessary. Let the president get the job done.
Good for him. Good for him. I've seen a couple of veterans who were deployed in Afghanistan and things like that, say they thought that's what this is going on now. We are under attack, ladies and gentlemen. It's no different than being attacked by a country that wears a uniform. Instead, it's internal, and they wear the terrorist tag. Let's take a break. We should have the press conference anytime now. On News Radio 930, this is WBEN.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.